Hey there. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Some thank yous to Jim K. Ford and the Glenn Walton Real Estate team, our sponsors, and our Patreon members as well, like the project managers, the legends like Zahner, Jimmy Fata, Henry Backer, Bill Grease. We got our mug members like G-Money and Marcus Vaughn B. And thanks as well to our Jimbotron members like David Johnson, David Michaud, Graham Ramstead, Jason Doerr, Ryan Letts, Barry Cape, and Brett, Gary Campbell, Jamie Laux, Nurse Jay, Rob Meekin, and to everybody who's a Patreon member. Thank you all.
The Steve Warren Project. Sports and whatever.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. After a strong vow of we'd go off on every Monday, starting last Monday, We seem to have tripped up here as we record on a Tuesday, but welcome to the proceedings, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Steve Warren. That there is Jim Jerome. If you're watching on video, enjoying a, as you like to call, a British cigarette. Back in
what's wrong with my head?
We've been asking that for 20 years.
Yeah. What's going on? You know, I think I always told you my old man had said to me, my dad. Hey, going bald there, huh, son?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He was bald.
Well, yeah. There's that whole thing, Dad, too, right? About the whole debate that it's coming from somewhere in the generations past.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you would be right up there, Dad. You know? And then I said, I rubbed my head and they went, yeah, well, Dad, I'll tell you what. Grass doesn't grow on a busy street, my friend.
There you go.
And he says, in about a second flat, or concrete.
Well, baldness like misery loves company, I guess, right? Yeah. That's why I kind of went at you and your brother, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. And my poor boys, Stevie. I mean, I was dashing as a kid. I had the full head of hair.
Right.
The full head of hair. And then off it went, Stevie, into my 20s, you know.
You look like a young Danny Noonan from Caddyshack.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm seriously telling my sons, I got two of them. They're born in 99 and 02. So that gives you their ages, you know, 25, 22, 25. And I said, look, get the plugs. Get them now. Get them now, Stevie. And, yeah, you know, and so they're all fit in there when you got hair, right? As opposed, Steve, to guys my age who show up one day with all this new hair and you look at them, Steve, and laugh your head off going, does that ever look stupid?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's kind of the Jordan Spieth effect. That guy got going early. You remember when he's in his heyday there and he's come out of the gate in his early 20s, he takes the hat off after he wins the Masters and you go, oh. Well, look at that.
Yeah, and he's constantly going like this as soon as the hat, you know, doing the pull it forward. Right? It's like,
exactly. He went to the plugs, though. He's looking good.
He went to the plugs?
Oh, God, yeah. Have you not noticed?
Jordan Spieth?
Oh, yeah. Where he was at 21 when he entered the PGA Tour, like that was way thinner than he is right now here 10 years later.
Wow, I did not know that. I did not know that.
I don't think he wants anybody to know that, but I notice these things.
Yeah, it's a gift. Because when they get the hair, Stevie, there, you know, it's just like this, you know. And I want to run up to them, Steve, and pull their hair back and go, oh, look at all those plug marks. You know? I got a buddy, though, Stevie. I got a buddy, apparently.
Yeah.
He swears by it, and I think he's on his way to do it. He's going to Turkey. He's bald. He wants all his hair back. And apparently, Turkey's the front runner of hair replacement. Uh-huh. So, and he's looked into it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's far past the Rogaine days and all that. He's gone deep. So, if you're thinking about it, I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, I'd like to see a before and after effect and all that. I mean, with all due respect to our friends listening in from the country of Turkey today, I don't necessarily see them as, say, the forerunners on an issue like this as compared to, say, the United States of America, where you'd think that somebody'd be all over that. But okay, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's see how this goes.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. I did this before with you a long time ago.
Okay.
I purge. Okay. I like to purge. I found my mother, God bless her, when we went to, into her room after she died to collect a bunch of stuff.
Right.
Right. And, typical, me, I'm like, I just want to grab the most expensive things, you know? Like,
jump
like my
on
sisters,
marketplace right away.
Yeah, my sisters are all sentimental, you know. Oh God, does anyone want those bookends? You know that mom, you know, because she was a voracious reader. I went, no. But I'll take that jewelry box with all the stuff in it. You know,
right.
My sister's like, oh okay, yeah. Anyway,
I'm writing down right now. I'm writing down. You know, I haven't talked about this. I'm writing down right now what I think you found, but carry on.
Okay, because I think I brought this up before, and I found them again, and they're my report cards, Stevie.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, oh, you didn't write that down.
No, I wrote down. This is what I wrote down. I wrote down this. Oh, it's in backwards. I guess you can't read. So I thought you had found some old scripts of berry picking from back in the day.
Yeah, no, I never did. Yeah, okay. They'd be around somewhere. So anyway, I thought I'd, you know, everyone thinks, Stevie, they all make fun of me all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I'm my interest level and my ADD and,
yeah,
you know, stuff like that and mm-hmm. constantly interrupting.
Right.
Yeah. Let me show you, Steve. Okay.
What grade are we talking?
We're talking grade, I think probably grade 4.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go with the first one. Jim is quite reluctant to do anything extra. He's not read a book yet this year.
Oh, dear.
Let's go to the next one then.
Not
Jim's
much
writing
on,
is.
I was just going to say, not much on the book learning that one.
No, that's right. Yeah. Jim's writing is still very poor. He does not read his work over to find his mistakes. Huh.
Hmm.
Throughout the last term, I have found a great change in James.
Oh.
So I can adapt, Stevie, okay? He's become quite disagreeable in the classroom and outside.
Oh.
He puts forth only the minimum amount of effort in his work.
I was seeing a glimmer of hope there the way that started.
Yes, I know.
Jeez.
Yeah, he only puts forth a minimal effort. I know he's capable of better standards in his work. Big behavior change is needed.
Oh, dear. It sounded so good there for a second. I've seen a big change. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
The angels sing. He's changed things around. No, the change is he's gotten worse.
Yeah, yeah. It's not. There's nothing quite as good, Stevie, as I thought.
Oh, dear. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's just a couple in the day, Stevie, of my, I will give you an update as I pile through all these report cards.
Yes.
As we go along. Yeah.
Or.
So you were right all along, Stevie.
And as an alternative, you could check and, you know, as you give us the updates on those report cards, people could go back on past episodes of the show and realize there really hasn't been a lot of advancement since grade 4 either.
No, right? Exactly. Exactly. So all those things, Steve, where the, you know, where people go back and go, you know, you're hoping the story, Steve, is, but look at them now.
Right. Yes.
Look at them now. Okay. You know, those great, they'll do those things going like hockey players, Steve, right? I got cut.
Yeah.
You know, they said it was no good. They said I couldn't do it. And then you're going, oh my God, that guy played 11 years in the NHL.
Overcoming, you know? Adversity, rags to riches.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, there you go. It's, you know, my kindergarten, Steve. Okay. Everyone does well in kindergarten, Steve.
Right.
Not a problem. Okay. This is my kindergarten class from Corpus Christi, Steve. Jim needs much practice in making his name.
Oh, dear. And now it makes you wonder, when you think about it in the big picture, of all the things your mom could have kept from your childhood, why would she keep these lousy freaking report cards?
I know.
It's like she was going to hold it over your head at some point. This is the kind of kid you were. Look at this.
This is kindergarten, Steve. The only comment the broad made who taught us. You know, it was a very, yeah, Jim, he can be very stubborn, Steve. Yeah. That was her last comment.
Right.
So then second term, Stevie, though. I get it. Okay. Jim is having a lot of difficulty with his number concepts.
Oh, dear.
But this is usually due to his carelessness.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to be working much faster.
Is there a single thing in there that shows any redeeming value for a childhood Jim Jerome?
Stevie, this is kindergarten.
I get
that. You're going to destroy a guy, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I hate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They need to be nicer to the very little ones, but...
Maybe
it's the kindergarten teacher to blame. It sort of set you on this course.
And only my dad, Steve, there's parents' remarks. Okay? I don't know if you can see that there. There's parents. Yeah. So my dad's remarks. Feel our pain.
And P.S., he may be going bald.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, God almighty. There we go, Stevie.
All right.
A little side note. Fun. You can understand how tough things are for me.
Are you ready to take your Ford ownership to the next level? Introducing Ford Pass at Jim K. Ford, your passport to a world of convenience and control. Start your vehicle remotely, lock or unlock it from your smartphone, receive instant alerts about your vehicle's health, and schedule service appointments. Don't miss out on the Ford Pass revolution at Jim K. Ford, 1438 Uville Drive in Orleans, or online at jimkford.com.
At Jim K. Ford Lincoln, we say yes!
If you're looking to buy or sell your home in the Ottawa area, the Glenn Walton Real Estate Team can help. And did you know Glenn's a massive sports fan? He's running a new contest. Super easy. Just go to glennwalton.com, send Glenn a message, and tell him what your favorite sports memory is for a chance to win a $200 gift card to any store or restaurant in the city. Again, it's glennwalton.com. All right, let's cheer you up with a little golf talk. We've got the Masters tee times have been all set up as we get things going on Thursday afternoon. We've got probably the highlight pairing would be Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy in the lead pairing. And that's going to be that's as good as it gets, I think, right now, with Tiger not really being a factor. He thinks he still thinks that, you know, it's possible despite his broken down body. He says, I hurt every day. I ache every day, but the ankle's not an issue. He's worried about the walking process and everything, but certainly Tiger's not the concern that he has been throughout most of his career. Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy would be about as good as it gets.
Yeah, and they're going good, right? Yeah. They're going good. This past weekend, I think the kid who wanted his first victory, he wanted a playoff.
Yeah,
at 20 under, Steve.
Right.
You know, and They're all shooting 5, 6, 7 under, Stevie.
Yeah,
you know, given good weather, Steve, right? Someone's going to win this thing at my guess. Someone's going to win this thing at 16, 17 under. You know, just the way golf is going. All just new equipment, Steve, and the TrackMan I always talk about.
Yep.
I'll tell you what though, Steve. The PGA Tour and the LIV Golf Tour, as we all know, right, is controversial. It's been the water cooler talk for a long time now. And what they're missing, Steve, is they think the conversation's going to be the PGA Tour is way better as opposed to we say the LIV Tour is better and the whole idea of it with a bunch of stuff. And so that's the way I thought this thing would play out when it happened.
Right.
That people are going to go one way or the other. The problem, Steve, what happened, which they didn't anticipate, and this is what's happening right now, is people have lost interest now in both tours.
Right. It is down. It's way down.
Right.
Right now, PGA Tour, their ratings are down 20% across the board.
Wow. Is that right?
That's a fifth of where they were. This is McIlroy's comments. I think I know this isn't a be-all, end-all, but if you look at the TV ratings of the PGA Tour this year, they're down 20%. That is a fifth of our ratings, and that's big. And the PGA Tour is hoping that, you know, it's a small sample size, but I think you might be right. I mean, that's what people are starting to talk about, that that when you have,
yeah, well,
when you water down one tour and then on the other side, you're not even sure what that tour is all about, how maybe some golf fans who are kind of the rank and file fan, the fringe fans, they're starting to tune out.
Well, so the question is, where did the 20% go? And I guarantee you, not to live.
Right.
Right? So now you guys have destroyed the whole game. Or so when I tune in to live, well, I'm always going, okay, I've got my favorites there. And, you know, I'm a big Dustin guy. Who else, DeChambeau is on there.
Sergio.
Sergio's on there. Cam Smith is on there, right? He's not doing very well. Brooks Koepka, right? So
Phil,
you're going, okay. And then I looked at sort of the standings of the money so far in LIV, and you can check it out. It popped out yesterday, the breakdown, first through 15th on the LIV tour, and the leaders won $10 million. Okay. They got the money there, but I'm going, okay. I better go watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause the guy went down. I don't give a shit. I don't care. And the guys aren't playing well. Steve got a couple mil in the bank already.
Right.
But you know, that's not making me go, okay, I better go over and watch there, cause they're winning so much money. It's really fucked up. Right. That people have lost interest in golf completely now.
Do you know anyone who's watching LIV on a regular basis?
I don't
know anybody, period.
I don't, you know, I really don't. And the team concept, you know, they're teams of four. So there's two deals. Players get paid and then teams pick up another mil each or something. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care.
I think when you confuse the consumer, or in this case, the fan, all is lost. You know, when the PGA tried to bring in, you know, the tour championship, not the tour championship, but, you know, like the FedEx Cup, that way everybody resisted that initially because, you know, it's just a pocket stuffer. So that was problematic. It's starting to come around now. People are getting it with time. It, you know, people embrace things, but I liken it to boxing. I used to, like, when Muhammad Ali was great when I was a kid, I was so into boxing. But as time marched on, I grew to understand it less and less in terms of all these associations, the WBC and the WBA and the IBF. And it's like, okay, and unified champions of the world, that rarely happened. I was like, that put me off a little bit because I didn't really understand the structure of what you were trying to accomplish and win here. And I think there's a little of that at play here for the average golf fan. When you talk about LIV, you just don't quite get that. And now the PGA Tour is letting these guys kind of drift back in for certain events. I'm like, I'm not even sure I understand what's going on anymore in golf.
Right. And so now LIV, you know, LIV steps up and throws all sorts of money at them. You know, and they it's only three rounds. And we think, well, okay, I'll tune into that because it's only three rounds. Nah.
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
Yeah.
That ain't happening. I don't hear many people complaining, Steve, ever, that a regular PGA Tour event is four rounds.
Right.
I've never heard anyone, you know, you might hear it in baseball, you know, where they got to, you know, man, let's go to fucking eight innings, man. These games are way too long or something, you know. You don't hear it. So now LIV says, well, wait a minute. We stepped up here and now you guys are allowed to go back and play some of that. If I'm LIV, I'm like, no. No, you can't do that. So now you got it right back to where everyone's freaking out. It's a failed project, man. It's a failed project. And there's only 20 guys on that tour. You watch the comments from people about LIV. They're like, I don't know who these other guys are.
Right.
I don't. And the guys who are there aren't doing as well.
Right.
Like they're not, the guys who you would know. You know, Phil Mickelson can't break par.
Yeah.
You know? I know what we'll do. We'll go get this Anthony Kim guy who was just a, you know, he was a unique character. You know, he was kind of the you know, different guy on the PGA Tour, and he was good. That guy shot 80 in the last round of that LIV event.
Wow.
Remember that? You probably remember the story they brought him on, like he's going to save this tour. Now, all that being said, Stevie, the Masters boys are sitting back going, we may be into the highest rated Masters ever coming up this week. Because they're all allowed back.
Mm-hmm.
They're all allowed back.
Well, and that's why I think it's going to be such a great barometer for where golf is at as far as ratings go. because, you know, when you're down, when you say your tour numbers ratings wise are down 20% to this point in time with the Masters about to happen, you can say, well, this women's basketball thing was like a ratings bonanza, or other distractions that might have been out there that you can't necessarily fully account for where the ratings go. But now you're into the Masters. Now this is a really important Masters for golf, because they'll be able to compare the 2024 Masters to the 2023 Masters and see truly if golf is in trouble or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Great, great point. You know, and regardless of what happens, Stevie, so let's say a live guy wins the Masters. Mm-hmm. Let's say Dustin does, or whoever else is there, Sergio, you know, Patrick Reed. I don't know if he's even qualified, if he's allowed to play in the Masters. I don't know how many live guys were invited, but if one of the live guys wins that tour, wins that event, the Masters, what does it do to either one of those tours? Nothing. Nothing, you know, it helps the PGA, maybe, you know, but no one's going, I'll just tell you what, Liv's got it going on. A Liv guy won the tour. It's not happening, Steve.
I think it's just confusing the rank and file golf fan. He's like, what are you even doing here? I thought you just took 300, 500 million, whatever it is, to go over there. And now you're over here. I think it muddies the waters as far as the way people follow golf, in my opinion. Some of the tee times. Plus, go ahead.
Well, plus, Steve, there are other guys, right? Scheffler. There are, you know, the other superstars on the PGA Tour. You know, Scheffler, Shoffley, you know, Rory. You know, there's a bunch of guys there, right? And they're not on that other tour, you know? So when you look at the LIV, you look at the results of LIV, there's four or five guys that you know. But other guys are, you know, winning on the PGA.
Yeah.
Okay. And not, and the guys who are winning on LIV, it's like, fuck, I don't know who this guy is. And the kid who won this week, you know, the PGA is looking up and going, see, some of our lesser knowns can win here.
Right.
You know, so it's, fuck, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't like if LIV, the only thing that I can understand why LIV is doing this is for pure money.
Right.
For pure money. If they come forward and go, and I talked about this before, Stevie, when it initially happened, people got off on the wrong foot thinking LIV wants to pierce the major networks in the States to carry it. ABC, NBC, CBS, right? Or Golf Channel or whatever. And they're not going to get a network deal. They won't, right? They won't. So the LIV says, we don't care about a network deal because everyone's going to stream LIV. And by the way, we're drawing from an audience around the world.
Right.
Okay. We're drawing. So if we get, you know, they start to throw on these crazy numbers. If we get 500 million people tuning into a LIV event, okay, because we can put it up anywhere, Steve. They're not restricted to only the network allowing it. And it's a pretty good point, right? So now you can watch it anywhere you want, anywhere you want. And you're going to pay $5 a month, or you're going to pay $10 for an event. Mm-hmm. Well, do that math, Stevie. Do that math. $10 times 500 million.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, those are big dollars, right?
Let me ask you this. Is the Tiger bump over? Like, obviously, we don't expect him to compete, but maybe as we're trying to, you know, maybe what we're getting distracted from with all the LIV talk and the ratings. Are we now seeing a stage where golf fans no longer have any hope on the Tiger front, and that the Tiger bump is coming to a close? We are old enough, obviously, to see the game before Tiger arrived and what Tiger meant to this game. Have we reached a stage now where obviously he elevated it? Maybe we're seeing, you know, everything's settling back a little bit to something reasonable, not to pre-Tiger levels. Obviously, he's grown the game and run with it, but maybe we're seeing a little bit of a righting of the ship, maybe?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's so interesting you bring that up, because I ran through my head a little project the other day, you know, that you know, in the sport of golf, it's hands down Tiger Woods, right? Mm-hmm. You know, this just in, okay? In the sport of golf, Tiger Woods is 50 light years ahead of anybody, right? Okay, on the PGA Tour and even today. So then I thought, Well, I wonder overall, who's the greatest athlete then? Who has the biggest impact on sports? Okay, not just their sport, but on sports, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you took the Gunners, like, said, okay, well, in the NBA, the Tiger Woods of the NBA would be Michael Jordan.
Right.
Okay? The Tiger Woods in tennis would be Djokovic, who's winning everything. Let's say Joker, okay? Federer maybe, right? He's retired. And in football, who would be the number one name in football over the years?
Tom Brady.
Joe Montana? Huh?
Tom Brady.
Okay, so now you got Tom Brady there. And in the NBA, you got Michael. And baseball, who would it be?
Mike Trout in the last 10 years.
Okay, so let's take all those guys, Stevie, okay? So you got the four or five guys there, okay?
I guess we should put Shohei Ohtani in there, despite his recent gambling issues. He's probably state of the art now.
But yeah, and three dingers, Stevie, in five games.
Nice.
He's hit three homers already. So say you take those guys, Stevie, and they're going to tour the world, okay? They're going to do a press tour, okay? And they're going to go to every corner of the planet, okay? So you bring up this thing about Tiger Woods. No matter where they go, Stevie, South America, Africa, India, Australia, China, okay, Norway, Finland, Sweden, all of Europe, okay? The number one guy that'll be recognized, Stevie, is Tiger Woods.
Right.
Messi might be the guy in soccer, right? So if they all showed up and they go, who are these people in Norway? They're going to go, well, that's Tiger. Okay. Okay. Michael Jordan. I don't know. Is that Ronaldo or Messi? Right. So no matter where, Stevie, you go to China, they're going to go, okay, well, that's Tiger. I don't know who the basketball guy is. Well, it's Michael Jordan, man. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. We don't get a bunch of basketball here.
Right.
So the bump, Stevie, will never end no matter what this guy does. No matter what he does. He's going to, I saw his comment today saying, If I can win the Masters, so it'll be curious to see. I don't think he can. I don't think he's been playing well enough to do it. But this Tiger Woods is the biggest thing in 100 years to come along in sports, I think.
Oh, I don't think his personal brand is going anywhere, or his fame, or the interest level in any time he laces him up and heads out onto the golf course. People are going to want to watch that. I'm just talking in terms of the golf ratings. If people go into it, Tiger's not there for half. Well, probably what, three quarters of the events now. He's only playing what he wants to play now. So just his absence is having a factor. I don't mean to come across saying the Tiger bump is going to be a situation where Tiger's suddenly not going to be famous anymore. He's always going to be famous to the day his heart stops beating. So,
well, he's going to outsmart a bunch of guys at Augusta. Okay. He's going to outsmart many, many guys at Augusta. He's played a long time. He's won a bunch there. He's going to do that. Now, the question is, can he execute?
Right.
Can he execute? He's going to say, look at there's on the one, for example, hole one. Okay. If it's a back pin, if you don't get there, then you're effed. Okay. Right. So don't leave it short. Right. So he knows all that shit. Right. He knows that golf course inside and out. But can he execute the shots? That'll, and then of course, putting. It's a putting contest, man. That Masters. So I don't know if that answers your question.
No, it does. It does, and it segues into probably the best comparison to Tiger Woods in the world of women's sports, who has come along fairly recently as a collegiate athlete, and that is Caitlin Clark, Iowa basketball star. I don't know that I've ever seen anyone in women's sports capture the imaginations of sports fans, regardless of gender, more than Caitlin Clark has here in the last month. It's unbelievable. And what I find amazing is that here we have not just women's basketball. We're talking women's sports in general. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody obviously in our neck of the woods, we're all. We look at tennis. We've seen some really bright lights in Andreescu lately. We've seen Brooke Henderson in the world of golf. But Caitlin Clark, what she did during March Madness on the ladies' side, just picture this. Any ESPN basketball game, regardless of gender or league, WNBA, NBA, collegiate, male or female, the ESPN ratings for the Iowa games here in the last couple of weeks have been the greatest rated basketball games, period.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, wow. That's what Caitlin Clark has done to the world of women's sports. And I think if you're looking for someone who comes as close to Tiger Woods as anyone on the ladies' side, it is Caitlin Clark. And yet I was shocked, and I'm a newcomer. I don't watch women's basketball, but I did because right. of the Caitlin Clark effect. And so instead of embracing that, you've got some of these twits who play in the WNBA kind of tearing her down. Well, yeah, she's only playing college, or she didn't set my record because I didn't have three pointers back in my day and stuff. Like, just why in the world, regardless of sport or gender, you've got someone who's building up your sports like a Caitlin Clark, like a Tiger Woods. Why in the world would you ever dip your foot in the pool toward criticizing that player who's going to put so much money in your individual pocket?
Right. So the great comparison, you know, based on that argument, you're going, well, she's ripping it up. Okay. She's not just the best player. Okay. She's the best and beyond. Right. So she's just tearing it up. Amateur. She's an amateur. Right. They're talking about turning pro. Tiger Woods won 3 U.S. amateurs in a row.
Right.
Okay. And everyone said, yeah, yeah. Okay. But, you know, and he went and played in an event when he was 16. Because I was at it, actually. His first event was in L.A. at Riviera, the L.A. Open. And everyone said, yeah, well, whatever. Okay, whatever. Well, let's go back over it. You're whatever about that guy. So, I love this story. I love this story, right? I mean, it lets you know, Stevie. It lets you know that to get fans in your sport, okay, and to grow it and do all that, you need superstar players, man.
Yeah.
You need superstar players to do it. You know, there's no doubt, but you know, there's no doubt basketball with Curry and fucking LeBron and, you know, on and on and on, right? They got superstar, they got tons of superstars, you know. So I don't say anywhere near that. Oh yeah, we just better wait and see. You know. Is the NBA, Stevie, compared to the whatever the lower levels are? Mm-hmm. I for some reason I get that in men's basketball and in golf, you know, and in golf to a certain degree, right? That there's lots of great players out there, Stevie, who are whipping it up on the Corn Ferry, the Canadian Tour, and all that. So, will she be able to do that with the NBA? I don't doubt it. Is the NBA that much? Is the WNBA that much better than college ball? Women's ball. For some reason, I don't know why, I think they're closer than any other sport would be.
I don't know. I have no idea. I would guess that it's about the same as the jump from the NCAA ranks to the NBA ranks, but I don't know for sure. And you've certainly seen, you know, guys flame out that were obviously on the male side, collegiate stars get to the NBA and. There's just nothing there. And that happens at every league. In the NHL, of course, we see it all the time. Guys who are first overall draft picks, Alexander Daigle, just couldn't make that jump to becoming a superstar there. So, but the point is, at this stage of the game, in everything that she's done, even at the amateur level for women's sports, you know, changing minds, changing attitudes.
Right.
Let's be honest. Like, you know, when we were kids, we were probably going, it's just lady sports, blah, blah, blah. I'm not
right.
It's like that. Obviously, that was wrong. And and as we see the turnaround here, Caitlin Clark has been really responsible for a good chunk of it. And so the only thing to say right now, if you're a female athlete in the WNBA or anywhere else, is, oh, my God, Caitlin Clark is awesome. That's it.
Right.
End of story. Even, you know, she could flame out, but that's not. This isn't the time to talk about that. It's the time to celebrate everything she's done for women's sports and the attention and the focus and the lens that's been put on it. So,
yeah. And the impact right there. Cause didn't she speak about sort of women's sports and stuff too, that she, sort of about the you know, trying to get the diversity of the game and getting people interested in women's sports. I think she was outspoken about it or something as well, which kind of, I'm babbling a little bit here, but it bodes well that she steps up, and sort of speaks out as opposed to hey fuck, just leave me alone here, okay? I've got you know, yes, I am going to go to the WNBA, but you know, whoa, you know,
right?
So
yeah, no, she doesn't lack for confidence, so I don't think she would have any trouble talking in those terms and things. and ends up losing in the final. Iowa did to South Carolina. There was a moment in it as well that was kind of interesting, because I think it was last year where a player from South Carolina, when Caitlin Clark and Iowa was playing her, she's at the 3-point range.
Yes.
Just dribbling the ball. And she's thinking about putting it up for a 3-pointer. Yep. And Caitlin Clark basically doesn't go near her, just waves her off as if to say, I'm not worried about her. and sure enough, she passes off. She gives her all day if she wants to take a 3-point shot, and she passes it. And I think her name's Raven Johnson from South Carolina. And she remembered that. And then now they play in the final. And I think the sole biggest reason that Caitlin Clark couldn't get much as she's been doing in the final, particularly in the second half, the reason is because she was shut down by the same Raven Johnson. So I thought that was, you know, kind of the biggest revenge story that I'd heard in a while in sports.
Are you ready to take your Ford ownership to the next level? Introducing Ford Pass at Jim K. Ford, your passport to a world of convenience and control. Start your vehicle remotely, lock or unlock it from your smartphone, receive instant alerts about your vehicle's health, and schedule service appointments. Don't miss out on the Ford Pass revolution at Jim K. Ford, 1438 Uville Drive in Orleans, or online at jimkford.com.
At Jim K. Ford Lincoln, we say yes!
Hey, Ottawa Senator fans have a new place to go for Sens content. Join us at the Hockey News Ottawa. I'm the lead writer and site editor. We've got all the latest news and commentary about your NHL team 7 days a week. Make sure you bookmark it today. TheHockeyNews.com/Ottawa. Closing it out, the Stanley Cup playoffs are about to get underway. They'll be firing up next week. All kinds of clinching scenarios at this stage of the game. Is this the year your Oilers go deep?
Well, I stay close to the news about the Oilers, Stevie.
And that's why I ask.
Yeah. I think what I'm sensing, Stevie, from all the pundits, is this is the best chance they've had in a long time.
Right.
That's what I get. That's what I get from this year. Last year, were they saying that? They might have been a bit, you know, about saying that. I mean, the dream lives on with any team that makes the playoffs, you know.
Yeah.
You know, in Vancouver, Stevie, they're going, look out, man. You know, look out, right? This is, you know, the closest we've come in a long time. But that's what everyone's saying. And that's, you know, I look at guys who comment on the Oilers, and I go to the guys who are the most negative in the world.
Right.
About the team. The most negative in the world. And I'm not hearing much talk where they're going, they got no chance. The goaltending's too soft, or, you know, the Oilers don't play defense very well. Yada, yada, yada. You know, they need two other fucking pieces, you know, to be able to get into playing all that shit. I'm not hearing that, Stevie. I'm not hearing that much from anybody.
Yeah. And I think they're one of the teams that are aligned properly going into the playoffs, because that's what it's about. Just getting hot for 2 months. Well, first of all, becoming one of the 16 teams that make the playoffs. And once you get in, God, anything can happen. The Stanley Cup playoffs gets more and more unpredictable each and every year. As the Sens miss their 7th playoffs in a row, they're mathematically eliminated since the last time you and I talked. And so I now have to make the tough decision. Who do I cheer for in the playoffs? And I'd like to congratulate once again this year, whoever takes on the Leafs. Congratulations. You're my favorite team.
Right. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's kind of the answer.
Yep.
To that one. That everyone thinks, yeah, the Oilers are, and if I, you know, I like the action, Stevie. I'll bet the odd game. And it's the first time I remember in a long time looking at odds. Or I always look at the odds, right? Because if they're, you know, you want to bet the Oilers right now. Your $100 only wins you 75. You know, right, as their favorite. But it's the highest odds I've seen over the last month or two that that the Oilers are almost a 2-to-1 favorite playing other teams.
Right.
You know, they're -170. You know that you win $30 if you win $100 when the Oilers are going to play Anaheim and shit like that. So
right,
it's the first time I remember going, holy God, these are, you know, what they're saying is the Oilers are a lock every single freaking game that they're playing. You know,
yeah.
Now Now, there's going to be a few others that are going, really? We're Colorado over here. Okay. You know, or, you know, we're LA, you know, doing okay.
Yeah.
And
can't wait.
Yeah. And by the way, when they do get around here, if they win a couple of rounds, you know, or they come and meet us over here in the final, we're Boston, you know.
Yeah.
Bunch of shit. So,
yeah. Yeah, no, there's not any easy round. Like I say, there's you know, there's 32 teams in the league now. 16, half of them are asked to go away about this time of the year, and only the creme de la creme remains. So there are no easy outs.
Right.
Last thought yes, here, sir, to wrap up the program here. Just going back to that Caitlin Clark thing and my concern about, you know, the anti Caitlin Clark. I mean, among women athletes that are complaining about her. I thought Paige Spiranak had a good line. She's the golfer, social media influencer. She says, the hate toward Caitlin Clark from current and former players is disappointing, but not surprising. Women can be absolutely vicious to other women while also preaching empowering the next generation. I've seen it firsthand, but we must remember a rising tide lifts all boats. So that's Paige Spiranak saying that, and she has a lot of good takes. And that's why I think everybody follows Paige Spiranak exclusively for that.
You're being funny, right?
Maybe.
Stevie, you might be. Go look at Paige Spiranak and tell me right away you think. I wonder what her golf take is on the Masters.
That's a good take, though, Jim. It's a good take.
Yeah, good. Stevie.
Yes, sir.
From the outside, okay, of stories with the Masters. And we'll watch and see. There's a guy named Christo Lamprecht, okay, Lamprecht, who's playing in the Masters. He's an amateur, Stevie, because I think he won the USM. He's 6'8".
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's 6'8". Okay. 6'8". He was a first team All American at Georgia Tech this season. He's also the third-ranked amateur in the world and is now one of the co-leaders. When was this written here? Anyway, he led a round at the Open last year. He was tied. Okay. This guy hit a drive, Steve, during an event. 418 yards.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Does he get to play with longer clubs as a result of his height?
I don't know. He's taller than 9 players on the Georgia Tech basketball team.
Wow.
Where he went to school. Anyway, you're always looking for these sort of offbeat stories, and that's one of them. Watch, this kid's playing in there. Super humble kid. He carries his drives. He carries them 320. Okay? So, There's a little aside to watch during the Masters starting in a couple of days.
I don't know if Ian Woosnam still competes or not, but can we get those two paired together in the same pairing?
That would be so cool.
Ian Woosnam is 5'4", ladies and gentlemen, and a former Masters winner.
Yeah. So there's 4 or 5 amateurs who get invited to the Masters, and they get to stay. The Monday night is the amateur dinner or something at Augusta. Mm-hmm. And then you get to stay in Butler Cabin or one of these cabins. All right, it's kind of a cool event, a cool evening where all these amateurs sit around, best amateurs in the world.
Right.
Sit around. And dude had to pull out because he stayed there, but the guy said, what about the bed?
Oh, no.
Right? What about the bed? And he said, does it fit? And the guy said, I have not found a bed yet in my life.
I'd imagine.
Yeah. So anyway, a little bit of an interest piece there to watch for that kid.
Yeah. I'm keen to see what the ratings look like as well. It's going to be great, though. Masters weekend. So looking forward to that. So enjoy that, ladies and gentlemen. Hope none of you burned your retinas out in the solar eclipse. I'm going to just shut the hell up now and wrap up the program. Our website is stevewproject.com. James, enjoy your week, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Next Monday.
James has become quite disagreeable in the classroom. Feel our pain. Good night. Good night, everybody.
We'll see you.